And good morning, Candy. How are you doing today?
I'm struggling a little bit today, but I'm here.
I do like the story you were saying this morning about short girl problems, having to basically sit up prim and proper, so because the way the sun comes up and the way your visor was doing, that was just that little gap that was getting in there, and it was like blinding you.
Exactly. So. And so what do you call it? The prim and proper, where you chin up, shoulders back, tummy in.
That way the visor will catch your face.
That's right. So. Short girl problems.
No, I've had those. I mean, I'm not a short girl, obviously, but but I've had the problems where it's just like the visor will not fit. You're just like,
yes.
Or it's either a little too low, and you try to turn it. It's odd. So and plus you're not trying to block your view of the road as well. So.
Right. Oh, exactly.
So,
I know.
All right. Well, Candy, today, well, of course, another virtual CNN.
Yes.
So lots of good stuff to talk about. So of course I'm wondering, one of the things you'll probably talk about, it was the success of the parade this past week.
I'll be talking about that and all kinds of good stuff.
All right, let's get to it.
All right, well, first we had Yvonne Hall, CCC. They have their spring enrollment open right now. You can contact the Success Center for assistance. They're doing both online and face-to-face classes, so that'll start January 11th. They will be closed the 18th of December through January 4th. And they'll open back up on January 5th, although they do have an in-service on the 7th. So, Chelsea and Allie from Advanced Physical Therapy, they're doing a food drive all month long. And they have a goal of collecting 200 pounds of canned food to donate to the Kansas Food Bank. So consider giving to those that need it during this Christmas season. And you can just drop those off to the Advanced Physical Therapy building, and that's on 9th Street. Stacia Stewart from Friends of Animal. Save the date. More details coming on this. But Saturday, February 6th, will be the annual Pause for the Cause Chili Bowl. So more details to come on that. Sunflower Soda Shop. Christmas is approaching fast, and they do have small gifts available. So if you're looking for some small little gift items for Christmas, also keep an eye out for their do-it-yourself Christmas cookie kits. These are really fun. You get 12 cookies, you get bags of buttercream frosting, and then sprinkles too. So, and then don't forget to get your Christmas orders in, because they do pastries, pies, cookies, cakes, all that. But they book up fast. So make sure to get the orders in by the 18th. First United Methodist, they are doing donations for their Christmas blessing baskets. That's for the Salvation Army. Have to be turned in this Friday so they can assemble them. They also have a hugs tree, which is what they decorate with hats, underwear, gloves, and socks that they give out to the children of Coffeyville. So drop off those to the church and call ahead of time. Sam Kundrick from Visit Coffeyville. Tickets are on sale for the Candlelit Tours out at the Brand Mansion. Oh, it is beautiful out there. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad they're still able to do that this year. So if you want to do that, make sure, though, you have to order online. You cannot buy tickets at the door this year. So there's a limited quantity on those. So get your tickets now, and masks will be required. But the tickets are only $6, so that's really a good deal.
Oh, absolutely.
It's awesome. And then, of course, after you leave the downtown, or after you leave the Brown Mansion, come on downtown. We have all the Christmas on the Plaza activities going on those nights. 30 different vendors. There's food. There's Christmas wrapping, so you don't have to do your wrapping. We've got music. I mean, it's just all kinds of stuff. It's fun. It's great downtown. And it's so beautiful down there to look at. So we have had some questions on recent mandates and virus updates. So I want to give a quick update on that, make sure everybody knew about what was going on. So the state did encourage masks in all public places. The county has opted out of the actual mandate, but they are encouraging everyone to wear their mask and practice social distancing. There's new guidelines that came out from the CDC on shortened quarantine recommendations. There was confusion on that, so we had a lot of calls about that this week. The CDC recommended that guideline, but the state can go with a different recommendation. Mm-hmm. The state, KDHE, has recommended we stay with the full 14 days. So really, it kind of comes up to each employer in each city what they recommend, but they are looking at different options on that. So, and of course, the first shipment of vaccines came out. So
right.
We've got some people in Kansas already receiving those. So if you want to know more about some of these items, we have a community page on our website. That's CoffeevilleChamber.com. And we have a section just for community resources. So it has all the mandates and all kinds of information. So check that out anytime. And yes, the Christmas parade was amazing. You know, we were a little worried because it was a smaller group this year. We normally have about 80 entries and we only had about 50 this year. Mm-hmm. But it was still beautiful. I mean, it was great. And there was a big turnout. I mean, people were all up and down. They were spread out. So I was excited about that. It was not clustered together.
And it was also broadcast on Sunshine 98.9 KQQF, our sister station.
Yes.
So we were able to carry that for people who may have not been able to get out there this
and
year.
And good news for next year. I'm working with the radio station, and we might even be able to broadcast it live on video as well next year.
Very nice.
So we'll That'd have a video, cool. we'll have commentary, you know. It was nice. Ashley George Productions also did a video this year from up high. Mm-hmm. They had a big old, so that was a different view to see, to look down on. I was like, oh, that's kind of neat. So, but the lights were just beautiful and everybody was in great spirits. So thank you for everybody that participated in that. So that reminds me, speaking of lights, so we did have the holiday lighting contest, right? So that closed this week, and so we're judging, and we'll be announcing the winners on that next week. However, if you didn't get a chance to submit your address, you can still do it. Not for the contest, but we do have a Google map. So basically, you just click on the map, and it has a dot for every place that has been submitted that has wonderful decorations. And so I was looking at the map and I was going, wait a minute, I know that one beautiful house over there that's not listed, and that house, and there's a lot of them not listed. So if you or you have a neighbor or somebody that has a beautiful house, just send us the address, and that way we can get them on the map and everybody can enjoy all the beautiful lights and the festivities. So it's fun to have that.
That way you can map out a route to see all the beautiful lights.
Instead
here
of going,
in town.
Where do I go? I know there's some here and here. So yeah. And then of course, make sure downtown is one of your stops because it is so beautiful at night.
Oh, absolutely
down here.
It is. I mean, those lights come on at night and the tree lit up. It's absolutely beautiful down
it is.
There.
I love it. So of course, the last 2 weeks in a row we've had a dessert auction. We have another one this week.
Nom 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 nom.
Yes. They've been going very, very well. And so Thursday at 1 p.m. is when it kicks off. So jump on Facebook and look for our post about the dessert auction and pick out your favorite treat. There's cakes. We have a cheesecake someone brought. And I don't know what they made it with, but it was heavy and huge. I've never seen a cheesecake this big. I was like, oh, I want a bit on that one. So yummy desserts. And of course, we kicked off our Christmas Bucks giveaway. As I mentioned before, this year, we didn't want to do three winners with big prizes. We wanted to have everybody a chance to have some extra cash in their pocket.
Right.
And so all you have to do is spend $50 at the participating businesses, bring in your receipts to the chamber, and you get $10 back.
Woo.
So that's nice in the holiday, and especially if you end up spending, I mean, maybe you spend $200, and now you got $40 in your pocket. So it's awesome. But it will run out. The money doesn't last very long. So make sure you get your receipts in as soon as you can and be a part of that wonderful Christmas Bucks giveaway. And then the final thought of the day. We are in the season of joy, but it can also be a stressful time with the hardships of 2020 making it even harder. So it's easy to take our frustrations on people, but we actually have so much to celebrate here in Coffeeville. And so I want to encourage you to tell a business or a group or even a person how much you appreciate them. Because it's, to me, it's that extra little encouragement that keeps people motivated to work harder. You know that phrase of you get more flies with honey, right?
Right.
So, you know, instead of complaining about things, when you compliment and when you show your appreciation, it motivates them to do even better. So, you know, next time you want to complain, just appreciate that business that they stayed open this year for us.
Right.
They've provided a service for us. They worked hard. We have some amazing people and businesses in Coffeeville.
And they had to make a lot of changes as well.
I mean, it was not easy for anybody. And so I want to say, I know how hard they've worked this year. And so we just want to appreciate everybody that provides a service or hosts an event or supports the community. So let's just bless them.
Absolutely. But again, it has maybe helped expand some businesses, though, where, you know, curbside.
I know some places
have done are doing curbside now, which is kind of help expand maybe their business a little bit. And hopefully when we get past this COVID stuff,
right,
just maybe keep that going. So again, and hopefully we'll get back in and be able to get all together and have packed restaurants once again.
That would be nice. So it won't happen right now, but no, they are trying different things. Plus, some of them have had to deal with quarantines.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're trying to juggle and still provide the same service with half the employees.
Right.
So it has been an interesting year, but I appreciate that they've stuck with it. They've worked hard, and you know, there's just some good, amazing people in our community.
And
so,
once it gets 11:59 on December 31st, kick 2020 out of here. So it's been that kind of year. Well, Candy, yeah, thank you so much for coming in today. If anybody does have any questions for you about everything, anything you've talked about, or maybe some other things, how can they get a hold of you?
So I have another little announcement about getting a hold of me this year. So along with the normal way, you can call 251-2550. Get on our website. You can email. You can message us. But I did have somebody the other day was like, you know, what if I'm just not online very often? You know, I don't have Facebook, or maybe I don't have email very often. Anytime we have a major event, we also print off flyers and sometimes even newsletters. So if you don't have access to online, stop by the chamber and just say, hey, I want to know what's happening in the community. Do you have any newsletters printed off or any flyers that I could have? Because we want to find a way to get information out to everybody. And it's hard nowadays. How do you get the information out? So that's the key. But you can just literally call or stop by anytime, and we're happy to help you.
All right. Well, again, Candy, thank you so much for stopping by today. We really do appreciate it. And I hope you have a good rest of your day and be safe out there.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will restart Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.